This is the season when many young men and women invite their friends and family to help celebrate one of life's milestones, graduation from college. Commentator Brent Ascari is not thrilled when he receives one of those engraved invitations.
In my experience, graduations involve sitting for hours in the heat, or worse, a torrential rainstorm. The highlight is those 2 seconds when your friend or relative receives their diploma, a brief moment of yay and frantic applause, followed by the seemingly endless walk of strangers. It strikes me that schools could benefit from emulating that granddaddy of all award ceremonies, the Oscars. For instance, this year, instead of hiring a graduation speaker, schools could get a graduation host. Granted, Billy Crystal couldn't do every graduation, but who wouldn't love to see Condoleezza Rice's side-splitting opening monologue or Peter Jennings singing a wacky medley about the year's events? Count me in. If any speakers go on for too long, crank up the pomp and circumstance until they sit back down. And while schools probably couldn't hire genuine celebrities, the various prizes could be presented by colorful local celebrities, like the person who runs the favorite pizza parlor, the dessert lady in the cafeteria, or the crazy guy who shouts incomprehensibly at students and gets chased off campus by security. To improve the visual element of the show, why not make the switch from cap and gown conformity to red carpet style? You've got a lot of people walking along a stage, so it's a no-brainer to turn the event into a fashion show. Certainly it would be more fun to watch young Samuel L. Jackson and Cher wannabes instead of a sea of black robes and tassels. Furthermore, campus bands could play musical numbers throughout the proceedings. On second thought, scratch that. Memories of horrible campus bands are now flooding my psyche. Bad, bad idea. Dance numbers, however, are another story. The Oscars dance interpretations of films such as Schindler's List seem wildly inappropriate at the time, but now, with the benefit of hindsight, seem only greatly inappropriate. Imagine the dance department interpreting the year's memorable moments, such as the winning of a debate tournament, a student sit-in, or a professor's bitter battle for tenure. Or why not replicate the carnivalesque atmosphere of Oscar-watching parties? Create betting pools. There are many potential bets. The length of the ceremony, the times a student holds up a diploma as if to say, "The sucker's really graduated me," or the number of people that collapse from heat exhaustion. And can you imagine the drinking games? During the ceremony, every time someone says, "This special day," your entire party does a shot of tequila. Even grandma, if she's made the trip. Suddenly graduation becomes gradu-a-fun. I humbly offer these suggestions to America's schools. Please integrate them ASAP. I've got a lot of graduations to attend this year.
The comments of Brent Ascari, author of the novel Not Ready for Prime Time.